about.
Happy birthday, Marines.
Yes, happy birthday. We should sing a rousing happy birthday coming up.
I'll 8 get started
o'clock,
on that.
WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. Get ready for some very cold weather. A freeze warning is in place starting at 7 o'clock tonight through tomorrow morning. Kevin Witt is a National Weather Service forecaster.
Temperatures are expected to get down below freezing, and a lot of places will be in the lower to mid-20s in the northwest, and probably near 28 degrees in Washington, D.C., late tonight into Saturday morning.
Our full forecast is just ahead. President Trump is vowing to put an end to chronic trade abuses.
We will no longer tolerate the audacious theft of intellectual property. We will confront the destructive practices of forcing businesses to surrender their technology to the state and forcing them into joint ventures in exchange for market access.
Mr. Trump spoke at the APEC summit in Vietnam. The White House says President Trump believes Republican Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore will do the right thing and step aside if sexual misconduct allegations against him are true. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders also says, though, the president believes a mere allegation, especially one from many years ago, should not be allowed to destroy a person's life. The National Park Service wants to permanently end the recreational use of the Washington Monument grounds. The Park Service closed the grounds earlier this year for a major turf replacement project, which is expected to be finished next year, and that's when the Park Service wants the ban on sports to begin. In addition, the Park Service is proposing to raise the reservation fees for use of its 28 athletic fields on the Mall and in Rock Creek Park. Next month, solo drivers in Northern Virginia will be able to use a key commuter route for the first time.
Starting December 4th, I-66 inside the Beltway will no longer be restricted to use by carpoolers only. Solo drivers will be able to use the road by paying a toll with an easy pass. VDOT Commissioner Charlie Kilpatrick.
It is really a game changer here in Northern Virginia.
Deputy Secretary of Transportation Nick Donahue.
There is no set rate. It will vary just like it does in 95 and 495. We anticipate that you'll see similar types of tolls.
Around $6 to $8 each way. On I-66 in Fairfax County, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Richmond-area Republican Virginia state delegate has won re-election, eliminating one of the remaining opportunities for Democrats to take control of the House. The Associated Press called the race for Roxanna Robinson after her Democratic opponent, Larry Barnett, conceded yesterday. As the search continues for the person who killed an off-duty D.C. police officer in Baltimore, there is now a reward being offered.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives offering a $20,000 reward for information on the death of 40-year-old Tony Anthony Mason Jr. He and a woman were sitting in a parked car in Baltimore when they were shot early Saturday. Mason, a 17-year veteran of the D.C. police force, died at the hospital. The woman suffered a gunshot wound to her leg. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,462, the Nasdaq at 67.50. Sports, the Wizards go above 500 for the season with a win over the Lakers. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals on Thursday Night Football. The Caps host the Penguins tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is for you.
It's Chris Plant, weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris, you educate me 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I'd like to thank you for that, sir.
A pleasure.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening, responding.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Closed this morning until 2 this afternoon, actually. Canal Road. If you normally take Canal Road in and out of Georgetown, you won't be able to until after 2 o'clock. They're doing their annual storm drain cleaning. So if you come across the Chain Bridge or off the Clara Barton Parkway, you can't get past Arizona Avenue. That's where you'll have to turn. So you know. I'll keep you reminding you. We'll take you around the Beltway. We've been a little bit busy here on the top side as you head through Silver Spring and past Georgia Avenue, improving past Georgia Avenue where we had the earlier crash. Connecticut, that's now gone. Inner loop at 214 Central Avenue, crash over to the shoulder in that brief delay that we had just about eased out. Struggling Loudoun County here with this accident. In fact, we had two of them south of Point of Rocks with 15 closed in each direction south of Point of Rocks Bridge. Do watch for that closure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies going up to 43. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. That will cut through you. Clear tonight, near record low temperatures. Freeze warning starts at 7. Overnight low to mid-20s. Tomorrow sunny, 42 degrees. We'll see mostly clouds Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Warrenton, 39 in Rockville, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Steve Bannon compares the allegations against Roy Moore to Access Hollywood coverage. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It's Friday, and we have more show for you.
Fine.
First of all, it's Marine Corps birthday today.
Yes, happy birthday,
and tomorrow's
Marines.
Veterans Day. So coming up at 8:15 is Rick Yount. He's the executive director of the Warrior Canine Connection, and they train those service dogs for our veterans. At 8:35, Stephanie Selden Howard. She's the director and producer of a documentary called Weight of Honor, and that's about the caregivers who take care of our wonderful vets when they come home and they are wounded in some way. And she's got a wonderful documentary about those unsung heroes. I'm Mary Walter, and he's Vince Colonnese. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm taking now to our guest newsbreaker, Shepard Smith. He went on Fox News yesterday to share something because, this Rand Paul story, remember that his neighbor, Rene Boucher, comes flying, gives him an aerial tackle in the middle of his yard for some reason. He's mowing his lawn, he's wearing earplugs, just going about his business. Maybe he's like humming or something. You know, he's inside of his head having libertarian thoughts, not even paying any attention. Rene Boucher comes sprinting, running, you know, at a 40 speed across the lawn and tackles him. Well, he's got like 6 broken ribs, some other condition I can't even pronounce, and he's not doing well right now. He got viciously attacked. Well, it sounds like the charges for Rene Boucher could be intensifying. Take it away, Shep.
Sources now tell Fox News the senator has been told to expect federal charges to be filed in this case, meaning prosecutors may believe the attack was politically motivated.
Politically motivated.
Ooh.
Well, that's just jumped up from lawn clippings to something more interesting. So remember the concept being that there was, you know, nothing here, that this was just a dispute over somebody blowing, you know, leaves all over the lawn. And then you had all the neighbors go on the record, all of the other neighbors, and they were like, not true. This is not about yard. In fact, Rand Paul's great at tending to his yard. He's so good that I wish he would tend to my yard. He doesn't. Huh. That's not the issue.
But that's interesting because yesterday, remember, Newsweek ran a piece that said that Rand Paul is the nightmare neighbor you don't want to live next to because he has a problem adhering to the HOA regulations.
That was apparently fake news because the rest of the neighborhood all jumping in to say, no,
wow.
Rand, good guy. So then this happened yesterday. So Rene Boucher, the neighbor, who, by the way, hates Republicans. He's expressed it a lot on social media, but he's excluded Rand Paul from those social media attacks. The man, he pleaded not guilty yesterday to misdemeanor assault in the fourth degree at his arraignment in Bowling Green. Remember, he had tackled him. He broke six of his ribs, and Paul had sustained bruised lungs. What was the phrase for that? I forget what the...
Pulmonary edema, Mike?
You're so close.
Plural.
I know you're close.
Yeah, it's plural something, but Mike's not looking. Mike, what's it called? Plural. It's not plural edema. He's eating oatmeal and can't talk. So never mind. But the lining between the outside of his lungs, the pleura, and between there is filling with fluid.
Doug Stafford, a senior advisor to Rand Paul, told CNN yesterday that Boucher had attacked Paul without any prior conversation. So, quote, last week, Senator Paul was vigorously assaulted by someone in his neighborhood. This is a serious criminal matter involving serious injury and is being handled by local and federal authorities. As to reports of a longstanding dispute with the attacker, the Pauls have had no conversations with him in many years.
But I thought he was the dream neighbor. Dream neighbors talk to each other, don't they?
Well, maybe not to this guy. Maybe that was neighbor McGrumpy, Boucher. You know, maybe you don't talk to that guy. His house is haunted. His is the one you don't stop by on Halloween. No, you don't go to that
guy's. That's the house where the crazy guy lives.
Yeah, the crazy guy lives there, just cocking his shotgun, not talking to anybody. The first conversation came after Senator Paul's ribs were broken. This was not a fight. It was a blindside violent attack by a disturbed person. Anyone claiming otherwise is simply uninformed or seeking media attention. So Rand Paul has hired a personal injury attorney to file a claim for damages against Boucher, according to Boucher's attorney, saying that there's a lawsuit in the works here. Pressed for a motive, that attorney said that we should believe the developer and neighbor who sold both men their homes. And while he didn't, his name's Jim Skaggs, and while he didn't witness the incident, Skaggs has said Boucher and Paul have been quibbling over lawn maintenance for years. Quote, it was absolutely and unequivocally not about politics, not about right versus left, and not about Democrat versus Republican, Baker said. So this is wild. So there's wildly divergent stories. We need to hear from Rand Paul directly at some point. But the notion that this is either leaf clippings or this is politically motivated, and this guy was just out just hunting Rand Paul down, and he wanted to tackle him.
Yeah, this is interesting. And first of all, it's plural effusion, not plural edema.
There we go.
So I found it, yeah. And Mike, still eating his oatmeal, managed to scribble out a note to me.
It was nice of him.
Nothing interrupts Mike and his oatmeal. Here's the thing. Why is this a misdemeanor? If you break six ribs, you give someone pleural effusion.
Uh-huh.
You literally assault someone on their front yard, tackle them, and break six ribs, and they have to miss work. How is this a misdemeanor? That's what I don't understand. And that's probably why Paul is hiring a personal injury attorney, because this guy should be punished more than just a misdemeanor.
Well, that pleural effusion, that's not an unserious matter. That's not a minor injury.
No, it's not an unserious thing.
People can die from this.
Well, yeah, if it's not treated, and you know they and he's young, and they drain the fluid from around your lungs.
And like literally everyone in his neighborhood's a doctor.
They
it
drain,
helps. Yeah, it helps if you know medical professionals. This is also, Baker has added that Boucher has been interviewed by Capitol Police. So if you're questioning, you know, where these other charges might come, the Capitol Police have been asking questions about whether the incident was politically motivated. His attorney says he's cooperating. His liberal beliefs have nothing to do with the assault. Quote, it's a personal dispute between two neighbors.
Here's the thing. We have all these protected classes, and political belief is not a protected class. So it's okay for someone who disagrees with your political beliefs to just assault you because you're not in a protected class. Now, if Rand Paul had been a black man, then he would be in a protected class. So okay. I think this is crazy. And
well,
who's on the phone?
No,
you have a reaction.
I'm amused
there.
Because I think Stevens picked up on something important. Steven in Winchester this morning has discovered, I think, an important missing link to all of this. Steven, what is that?
So, I realized this last week when y'all were talking about it, too. Bobby Boucher, the water boy, is Rand Paul's neighbor.
Who's
got, Boucher is his last name, and so he was just probably sitting over there like, no, you're wrong, Senator Rand Paul.
Some high-quality H2O. That's why he tackled him. That's what he's good at.
Yeah, he probably said that alligators got all, you know, they're angry because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Bobby Boucher, thank you for bringing this all together. That's right. The Boucher family has a history of tackling people.
And you could sign them up for the Redskins. They got enough injured people. I'm sure they could use a body, right?
No indication, by the way, that Rene Boucher is related to the fictional character Bobby Boucher from The Waterboy. But if he is, that'll be an excellent new twist to this. Also, the last thing I'll say is Rand Paul did tweet the stories. If you're looking for his statements, he did tweet the stories of the neighbors objecting to the notion that this had anything to do with yard work.
So then what did it have to do with? That is the question that we
Secrets.
All want to know. It is 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the Fives and Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I liked Vince's Adam Sandler.
That was good, Vince. Very good Adam Sandler impersonation. All right. What we don't like is that we are stopped traffic here at Point of Rocks area, south of Point of Rocks Bridge. We have two separate accidents on Route 15 right near Potomac Overlook Lane, and that's why you can't move right now. Watch for the closure points. I'll let you know when they get anything open in that area, but you want to avoid. Another area to avoid, and this is scheduled work, is that Canal Road is closed between Arizona Avenue and Foxhall Road. D.C. Water is doing their annual storm drain cleaning, and that's closed until 2 o'clock. So if you're coming over the Chain Bridge or off of Clara Barton Parkway, you can't get past Arizona Avenue. That's where you're forced to turn. Other than that, just seeing a couple areas where we have some delays, but overall lighter than normal. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny skies, but a high of 43 and winds may gust to 30 miles an hour tonight. Clear near record low temperatures with freeze warnings from 7 o'clock tonight until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Lows in the low to mid-20s. Saturday, sunny, a high of 42, and Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high of 50. Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 8:17. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Brighten your holidays with dazzling arrangements from the flower shop at Potomac Petals and Plants. Using unique, locally grown selections, their floral designers will create beautiful, fresh bouquets. For special affairs, meet with their event designers and allow Potomac Petals and Plants to make your event extraordinary.
All right, let's talk about our veterans. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. And to kick us off on that is the Executive Director of Warrior Canine Connection, Rick Yaunt. Good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. Tell us a little bit about the program first, the Warrior Canine Connection. Tell us about this program.
Sure. This is a program model that I created about 10 years ago and kind of merged my background as a licensed social worker and as a mobility service dog trainer. And my idea was that who would better train service dogs for veterans than fellow vets? And then how we would use the training of the dogs as a intervention for post-traumatic stress disorder. So the idea is, hey, while you're here in the hospital, would you like to help another vet? And we have these amazing golden retrievers and labs, and we'll teach you how to train the dogs and give you that sense of you know, accomplishment, mission, purpose. Of course, training the dogs takes incredible amount of patience. You have to use, a praise voice, which is a stretch for emotionally numb warfighters. And you have to take the dogs out in public to socialize the dogs, which means that the veterans themselves are doing the same.
What kind of service do these dogs do? Is it just to train the dogs to be well-behaved and to be sort of used as comfort dogs?
Well, actually, the intent is to train the dogs to become mobility service dogs.
Gotcha.
For veterans. You know, pulling wheelchairs, turning lights on, opening doors.
Wow.
And sometimes the dogs will also, we do place dogs to help with post-traumatic stress disorder as well.
Now, where were you doing these programs locally?
We have two offices at Walter Reed and also at Fort Belvoir. We have an office there.
Okay, so I assume, is the program in other parts of the country as well?
Yes, I started this program originally at the VA out in Palo Alto, California, and we have programs working with the Veteran Treatment Courts in California, and then we have our headquarters here near Germantown where we work out of and serve veterans in the local community as well.
So what happened with the two programs locally, Fort Belvoir and Walter Reed National Military Medical Center?
Well, you know, it's a really good question that I have to say I don't have a solid answer. I received a call on the 27th of October, about 2 in the afternoon, from the prime contractor saying that the program, there was a stop work order, and that was all the information that was given. And over the last week and a half or so, 2 weeks actually, little to no information was coming, being made available. I guess Walter Reed finally did issue a statement yesterday, but it still lacks clarity, or it doesn't really make sense why they would, pull the program.
What was Walter Reed's rationale?
Oh, they were. I don't have in front of me, but it was basically we're going to restructure the program. It didn't make sense. It didn't really say if there were what the concerns were, or why that would take place.
And, was there government money going into this program?
Yes, it was. It was through a subcontract, so it paid for up to 6 trainer positions at those 3 different sites.
And how much did this cost the government? I mean, I'm asking, is this a financial consideration? Maybe they decided just to trim back financially.
That could be part of it. As a subcontractor, they have no obligation to really talk to us, which is, it's. I guess I get the bureaucratic rules, but it's a bit hard to swallow that since we've been part of the patient care team at Walter Reed for quite some time and have it's been clear that the program's had a tremendous impact on patient care there and have so many have made so many great relationships with other care providers and have only heard very, very positive statements of, and opinions about what we do from the people that we work directly with.
So do you still have dogs and what happened to all of the resources and the animals?
So the dogs actually came back to our headquarters in Germantown, as did the trainers. And now we were mobilizing our trainers and dogs to go out and serve veterans in the community locally. There's such a need out there. So we're never at a loss to find places to operate our programming. That's not the issue. It impacts us financially, but, we're a nonprofit, so government contracts are not always predictable, and we have to look at other options for funding.
Where can people find out more about your program and help support it if they're interested?
Yeah, if you want to learn more, it's warriorcanineconnection.org. It's all spelled out, and invite anybody to learn about what we're doing. It's a very unique program, and I can honestly say it saved lives, and we want to keep doing what we're doing because we've really considered a no-fail mission, and we're not going to be stopped, and even with hurdles that are thrown in the way.
All right, well, best of luck with that, and keep us updated because I'd love to know more about it because I do think it's a really good program. Rick Yount, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Happy Veterans Day.
823 on WMAL.
Get a head start on Black Friday at Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Save $50 on select Merrell Reflex hikers and 20% off all in-stock Nosler ammunition. Plus, enjoy 14 days of incredible daily deals. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need.
Paid for by American Action Network.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It's 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jimmy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, I'm literally just getting word from Loudoun County that they are reopening. They're opening the lanes here, Route 15, south of Point of Rocks. This just happened, so if you're sitting in those delays trying to get across the bridge, traffic will eventually start to move slowly here. It's about the residual delays now that had been shut down between essentially Potomac Overlook Lane and right near the bridge, if you're familiar with that area. So Route 15 open again. Closed is Canal Road, and that will be closed until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Scheduled work, their annual storm drain cleaning. So if you're coming off the Chain Bridge or Claire Barton Parkway, you cannot get past Arizona Avenue. You have to take that up to MacArthur and get your work around. Burke Lake Road, south of Burke Road, crash was near Shiplet Boulevard under police direction at last check. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll hit 43 with sunshine today. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Got a freeze warning that kicks in tonight. Clear skies near record low temperatures, low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 44 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
TheWindowMan.com thanks the brave veterans who have fought to protect our freedoms and this great nation. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. In honor of our veterans, for every estimate scheduled between now and Veterans Day, TheWindowMan.com will donate $50 to a local veterans charity. TheWindowMan.com features Marvin's replacement window, The Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And through Veterans Day, lock in savings up to $600 on Marvin's Infinity replacement window just by scheduling your free consultation. Or choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until May 2018. Save huge on energy now and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate and save up to $600 on windows by calling 703-978-9888, visiting our hands-on showroom in Fairfax, or online at thewindowman.com. See us for financing and saving details.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk to Stephanie Seldon Howard. She is the producer and the director of a new movie called Weight of Honor, and it's about the caregivers. She explores the caregivers of our vets, of our wounded warriors. And there's going to be a screening of her film at the Alexandria Film Festival on Sunday, November 12th. Wait, that's this Sunday, so you can go see it. So we'll find out how she made this film, what brought her to make this film. It's 8:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Bring your plants indoors tonight. There's a freeze warning starting at 7 o'clock tonight, says National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Witt.
This evening, temperatures will fall through the 30s relatively quickly. As a matter of fact, it looks like probably around the 9 or 10 p.m. time frame, we'll see temperatures reach the freezing level in a northwestern suburb.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. Senate Republicans have taken the wraps off their own tax reform bill as a House committee sends its version to the full House.
Corporate taxes would be lowered significantly with a top rate of 20%. For individuals and married couples, the standard deduction would double. Many other tax write-offs would be eliminated. The House bill would allow local property tax deductions up to $10,000. The Senate bill eliminates all state and local tax deductions, but keeps deductions for medical expenses and would delay the corporate tax cuts until 2019. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Virginia transportation officials are preparing for the opening of I-66 toll lanes in early December. Nick Donahue is Deputy Secretary of Transportation.
The goal of the Transform 66 project is to really move more people through this corridor.
Starting December 4th, solo drivers will be able to use I-66 inside the Beltway at rush hour by paying a toll. Once again, in 2018, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan plans to push state lawmakers to make all military retirement income tax-free.
Our veteran retirees deserve to have their entire military pensions 100% free from state income tax.
The General Assembly has yet to pass such legislation, which Hogan has been pushing for every year. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,462. The NASDAQ at 67.50. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Wizards get a win over the Lakers. The Caps host Pittsburgh tonight. Thursday night football, the win goes to Seattle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids, because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Brakes members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
New Tom, you did great yesterday.
I love this job.
You made junk disappear for our customers.
All they had to do was point.
Yeah, but why does the air sparkle and make that sound?
You mean when people point?
Yeah.
That's the magic happening.
The magic?
The 1-800-GOT-JUNK magic.
Does it happen every time?
Every time.
That's the sound of the room getting bigger.
And cleaner.
And happier. We work until midnight 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we still have a lot of our commuters stuck in delays Loudoun County near Point of Rocks, and that's because we had Route 15 shut down each direction for a while, dealing with two crashes south of Point of Rocks Bridge. But Loudoun County has opened the lanes again, so slowly traffic is moving along now. So just be prepared for that. Again, if you're coming out of Point of Rocks and going south on 15 down toward Luckett's, you'll still have delays. Now, as far as delays on 270, non-existent. Fantastic ride this morning for most. Lighter than normal, as a lot of people are observing Veterans Day service holiday today. Now, top side of the Beltway, where we did have delays through Silver Spring into Bethesda, those are actually clearing out. Canal Road, just a reminder, remains closed until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Scheduled annual storm drain cleaning. Canal Road closed between Arizona Avenue and Foxhall Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold finish to the work week. Sunshine and 43 today. Also a little windy. Those winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Clear tonight near record low temperatures. Low to mid-20s. Freeze warning 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. Saturday. Sunshine Saturday at 42. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Leesburg, 43 in La Plata, 44 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning. I am Mary Walter along with Vince Colonnese on this Friday morning. And joining us is Stephanie Seldon Howard. She is the director and producer of a documentary, Weight of Honor, that is coming out and will be shown at the Alexandria Film Festival on Sunday at the AMC Hoffmantown Theater on Swamp Road in Alexandria. Stephanie, thank you so much for getting up early. You're in California. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Mary. Thanks, Vince.
So this has taken you 5 years to make this documentary. Tell us about it. It's about the caregivers, but tell us more. Why did you, what compelled you to do this?
I had met some of the wounded veterans, really severely wounded veterans, at an event here in California, and a friend of mine who had invited them talked to me about 2 weeks later, and I said, I know there's a story here, but I don't think I can really add to the conversation. And she said no one had done anything about the military caregivers, about the families who are caring for these vets who are coming home with missing limbs or severe burns or invisible emotional wounds. And I found that to be really compelling, especially as I went through and did the research. And it's true. There hadn't been a film about that 5 years ago, and I don't think there's a film like this now.
You know, especially for something as difficult as taking care of somebody who's been wounded in combat, and in many ways, sometimes you have to take care of a lot of things for that person. That's often thrust upon somebody who doesn't expect it, that they're not prepared for it. What did you must have learned a lot from the people who take care of our injured veterans. What did you learn? What were the lessons you've drawn?
You know, one of the things that's really interesting, I don't want to say just even interesting, most of these wounded and most of the caregivers are really, really young. Because if you have someone who's enlisted right out of high school, maybe got married not long after that, it's a difficult issue because some of the people in our film were pregnant when they found out that their husbands were severely wounded. And then some of them already had really young families. So one of the issues is we're talking about being a caregiver for decades. Because let's face it, if they're going to be living with these kinds of issues and these kinds of wounds, it's going to be a long, long time.
And for some of them, it's a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely a lifetime. So how did you decide, how did you go about with the process of going about and making this documentary? You had the idea. I think it's a wonderful idea because the families serve as well. And they're really not given any kind of spotlight. It's always about the vet, which I understand. So how did you decide, you know, who did you talk to? What was the process?
The process was rather long, as anyone who's been in news knows, and really anyone who's trying to research a subject. I needed to do that, but there were no books. I found that most of the caregivers and most of the nonprofits who work with them are on Facebook primarily. That's how they reach out. So I would reach out to these nonprofits, tell them what I was doing, and ask for referrals. That took months at a time. Because they, of course, had their other jobs, but they needed to find people who were willing to go on camera and be able to tell really intimate details and share their lives. Most, like I said, most of them had children. Did they want to expose them to that information? Everyone who did participate wanted to, because they wanted the word to get out and they want the civilian audience to know that they exist and that they are trying to deal with some very, very big problems, and they also want the recognition, or they need it, is what I should say.
What will people see in the film?
The people in the film will see some very, very intimate stories. I always say that the film is just a vehicle for some very important stories. We talked to five women, four wives, one mother, and they tell us what it was like when they first found out about the injuries and what it was like in that journey to help heal. Because once a vet gets to a point where they don't need to be in the hospital 24/7, they go home. And maybe they still go to a lot of doctor appointments, but they go home. So what you find is that the families are thrust, and the wives and the mothers are thrust into the role of being nurses, essentially. Mm-hmm. Nurses and patients.
And meanwhile, I imagine many of them have to also float another job at the same time.
You know, most of them, it's impossible.
Yeah.
For most, everyone I spoke to,
wow.
At least at first, could not work.
Wow.
They had to stay home. Think about it. If it's a burn victim, they have to spend 6 hours a day changing bandages. There are doctor appointments. There are kids in the picture. They can't work.
How did you get these caregivers, these spouses, family members, to be honest about the burden of caring for their loved one without them feeling like they were airing dirty laundry? Because I understand, I work with a group for a different disease, and we have a support group for caregivers where they can discuss openly without the patient in the room, without their loved one hearing what it's really like. How did you get them to walk that line?
You know, I didn't have that problem because I was really clear with my contacts that everything was on the table. And then when I spoke to the families, they already knew that. And 201, the veteran said, I want this to come out for her. I want to do this for her. So no one was reluctant in that way. But the very, very interesting thing that happened, and this maybe goes back to your other question, is that it was very emotional. Very emotional. The interviewee was crying. I was crying. The camera crew in back of me, I could hear, was sniffling. And when we were finished, I would just say, look, I'm really sorry. I wasn't trying to play you. I wasn't trying to make you cry. I didn't expect this. And 201, they said, no, 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 that's okay. I needed to talk about this because no one has ever asked me before.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. You're going to be at the Alexandria Film Festival in Alexandria, Virginia, at the AMC Hoffman Town Theater 22. And it is part of the Salute to Service Members Showcase, which runs from 1 to 4. And people can purchase tickets at alexfilmfest.com. And admission is complimentary to veterans, active duty service members, and one guest on a first-come, first-served basis. Thank you so much for doing this, number one. And thank you so much for joining us. We wish you the best with this.
Thank you very, very much.
And happy Veterans
Day. Come to the movie, Mary. Come to the movie, Vince. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there. It is 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and around the Beltway, we're much improved here as we head topside College Park into Silver Spring. We had delays earlier this morning due to two accidents gone, and the delays are gone as well. And you're thinking, what? If you're heading out, light volume around the region. So it looks fantastic on 270. Trying to recover and doing a much better job now. Lanes are open. Loudoun County commuters in the Point of Rocks area heading south on 15 over the bridge down toward Luckett's had two separate accidents that had that shut down. It's now reopened, and quickly those southbound delays are easing. Fantastic news there. No problems to report on 66, 95, or 395. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold finish to the work week. Sunshine and 43 today. Also a little windy. Those winds may gust to 30 miles per hour. Clear tonight near record low temperatures. Low to mid-20s. Freeze warning 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. Saturday. Sunshine Saturday at 42. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's getting colder. It's 44 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Columbia or Thursday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. This week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
The birthday wishes flying around already this morning. 242nd birthday for the United States Marine Corps. Thank you to our Marines.
And you don't look a day over 200.
That's right. 1775, November 10th, 1775, 242 years ago today. Predating.
And do you know that started in a bar. Started in a bar. The idea was conceived in a bar,
yeah.
As were most things back in the 1770s.
Many great renderings of that moment. Happy birthday, Marines! Already seen some cake cuttings going on all over the place, and Marine Corps ball season, of course. There's that, and happy Veterans Day, by the way, just in general to yes. All the veterans, including to Mike McKay. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day, Mike. Thank you.
Mike McKay, making sure that
Vietnam
you can hear our voices all the time. Thank you to all of you. I want to bring to attention another veteran's story. Ryan Zinke, the Navy SEAL who now runs the Interior Department, is cracking open Legacy Lager from Dog Tag Brewing on Veterans Day, according to Heather Swift, the Interior Department spokeswoman. He has a mini fridge in his office stocked with the beer from this brewery, and he'll be enjoying one and maybe more on Friday to honor people who have served in the United States military. So, Ryan Zinke, by the way, this is the same guy who installed Big Buck Hunter in the cafeteria of the Interior Department. So, and he rode a horse into work on the first day. So he's sort of the Van Wilder of department secretaries.
So
yeah, he's
cool.
Running the agency a little bit like a fraternity, but he's not ashamed to do it. So the Dog Tag Brewing Foundation was founded in late 2015 by a former Marine, Seth Jordan. Jordan started that nonprofit to raise money for charities that are selected by Gold Star families, who are, of course, the relatives of U.S. military service members who've died in battle. He said to the Daily Caller yesterday, quote, "The premise for Dog Tag was to create a beer that was designed to toast fallen warriors, raise awareness for who they were in their lives, and make their families proud." So that beer being handed out to veterans today by Ryan Zinke in the Interior Department from his mini fridge in his office.
I love it. And Dog Tag donates 100% of their profits in the form of grants to charities picked by the Gold Star family. So I think that's great that they donate the profits of this. It's fantastic.
And by the way, one of my colleagues, a Marine veteran himself, he already sent around his happy birthday email to celebrate. He says he sleeps well at night knowing that somewhere there's a naval carrier group with roughly 2,000 lightly armed, ticked off 19-year-olds who have significantly less body fat than your average American and are willing to drive 40-year-old hovercrafts straight into the belching nonsense of hell simply because surly old man Washington snapped his fingers. He's celebrating the Marine Corps birthday the right way.
Happy birthday. It is 8:50 on WMAL.
Mike and I went on our honeymoon to Maui, and it was amazing. We were like, let's move here. So we bought a timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
The one-on-one financial radio show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
We've been helping people for a long time. A lot of ideas for people that can collect Social Security.
Right.
They don't know much about it. And so we like to work with them one-on-one. We bring them in the office and we talk to them about what they've accumulated, what they want to accumulate, what they want to do. That's how we try to help them.
That's the one-on-one financial radio show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Do you ever have a hard time finding your groove or your flow? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Flow is a psychological state when you're completely absorbed in the task at hand. You're totally in the present moment. So says sports psychologist Sue Jackson, who trained under Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. That's the guy who pioneered the whole concept of flow in the 1970s. You've probably experienced flow in your own life, whether you realize it or not. It's when you do something, like maybe drive home, and all of a sudden, you're just there. Hours can feel like minutes. I find my flow, for example, when I'm in the operating room or out on a long run. Nothing else matters. There's no past, no future, just the present moment. Neuroscientist Dr. Charles Lim says when somebody is spontaneously creative in a flow state, the brain is shutting down its own capacity to self-monitor. So be confident in your abilities and just do it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Save up to 60% during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day Sale, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today, and over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799. Save up to $1,200 on select brands, including a free box spring. Mattress Warehouse Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer now offering up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus 0% financing and free delivery. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's 855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Enjoy your weekend, Jamie.
Absolutely would do, and everyone stay warm. Mary, bundle up. Update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. Okay, if you head into Georgetown or if you head into the district and you use the area of Canal Road, listen carefully because it is closed. It's shut down. This is a scheduled closure. Canal Road will be closed until 2 o'clock this afternoon between Arizona Avenue and Foxhall Road. Not accessible. They're doing their annual storm drain cleaning, and it is a mess over there as far as the backups on Chain Bridge Road, Military Road coming out of Virginia, Clara Barton Parkway. So start to plan ahead because these other alternates and options for you are really light this morning. We have a light rush hour. So George Washington Parkway, that works. Heading over to MacArthur Boulevard early, that helps us too. Trying to save you some time. And finally, here's another way that you can save some time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies, only going up to 43. Winds may gust to 30 miles per hour tonight. Clear, near record low temperatures. Freeze warning tonight. Overnight low, low to mid-20s. Jeff Eno for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital is 44 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
It's that season again. Get a head start on Black Friday at Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Because long before the hunt, there was a gift that started it all. Cabela's pre-Black Friday sale. Your one stop before the field. Save $100 on Smith & Wesson M&P Shield pistols, plus receive $75 in Cabela's bucks. Save 20% on all Kent shot shells and 40% off Cabela's 10-point series camo. Plus, enjoy 14 days of incredible daily deals. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
So, Vince, what are we going to talk about on Monday? Any idea? I think we'll have a tax bill by Monday. Do you think there'll be anything that we could sit down and calculate?
I'm so annoyed by the tax process that I'll have a lot to talk about.
And happy birthday to the Marines, and it's Veterans Day.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
And we'll have Joe DiGenova.
Celebrate our veterans.
Trevor Maddich. But you'll also have Chris Plant. Oh, he's here today, though, too.
Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, and Veterans Day observed, and all kinds of good things. And, of course, lots of masturbation going on out there in the world.
And good morning.
A completely separate issue. But, yeah, on CBS this morning, they were discussing it. God, we're sure talking a lot about masturbation.
Good Veterans Day segue.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM in